Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
We are your co-hosts for this evening.
And today, tonight, the night of the darkness.
This dawn.
Of the darkness. The darkest of the dawns. The dawn that's darkest.
Don Quixote.
We'll be bringing you a segment.
Yes.
An episode. Information.
Provided epilogue with epilogue. To Twilight.
A Twilight. Yes. A Twilight a of twilogue. Princess.
Okay, so
a twatalog.
Okay, whoa. I am not a twatalog, but I am.
That's
a,
offensive.
I'm a twatalong.
I'm one of the co-hosts on your guide through the River Styx of this horrible Halloween exclusive content, Kyle, and I have with us
Corbin
and
Bran.
Yes. You'll notice Bran doesn't sound quite like himself, and Corbin sounds more like Bran. That's because they've inversed themselves.
Inversed.
In a horrible experiment.
Halloween is scary.
Yes.
I did your horrible cat voice from one of the earlier episodes. No,
you did it wrong. It's...
Yeah, I can't get the grottle.
Yeah, you gotta hit full throttle is how you get it.
Hit full throttle with the grottle. No.
You give it a shot, Corbin. Come on, you grottle.
Well done. Well done.
Applause.
Applause for Bran. So, today we are doing our special episode, and yes, we're going to have our guest star, Bran, pick out a coin. So he is going to sift through our satchel or collect our chest.
Yep, our treasure trove.
Sift through our chest and find something that soothes you.
Do we have a fanny pack? I'd actually prefer to look
through. I wish we had a fanny pack. Trust me. I have hoped that one of our viewers would send us a fanny pack by now.
You know, I went down to the Gap and I tried to find myself a fanny pack. But it did not work. So
really? They're having a sale at the Gap.
Yeah, I spend my night with a roll of bubble wrap.
Pop, hop, hope no one sees me getting freaky. I'm nerdy in the extreme. And I'm whiter than sour cream.
I was in the AV club and glee club.
And even the chess team. So anyways, we're going to pick a coin.
Yes.
We're going to find a coin. That coin that fits the episode. If it doesn't, we're going to make it fit. That's how association works.
If it doesn't fit, we're going to flip it.
Just don't pick the llama and don't pick the female Julius Caesar head.
Are those ones that fell back into the mix?
No, or those are special ones from a gift from someone.
Oh,
someone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's his.
The you AV got the club point. And the glee club.
All right, I'm going to pretend I'm blindfolded, but... Listeners, be aware.
As far as you know, he is.
As far as you know, my eyes are closed, but I'm definitely looking.
So he doesn't pick the llama.
His eyes are closed like a nice...
I literally picked the llama.
Oh, god damn it.
All right. Take two. All right.
Ooh.
So it's shiny, as all coins are in the show.
No dingy coins here.
No dingy. We got some...
What do we got?
Looks like we get a pirate on one side.
Oh, uh-huh, that could be costumes.
It says it's the original, but I highly doubt that. on the other side, we got good for one free game.
That could be a trick.
Oh.
That could be a trick.
It could also be a treat.
It could be a treat.
Treat yourself to one free game.
Yeah. Trick
it. I think we have our association.
It could be a trick. You want to play a game.
Oh. Like Jigpaw.
Yeah. Or ham slaw.
And then the pirate on the other side would be the costume.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if we get pirate, that means costumes. If we get one free game,
it means
one
no free games?
Yeah, it means you're going to get picked up
you're
by
gonna pay?
A warden.
Like a deer in the headlights.
Like a terrible indie movie that just doesn't end.
Yeah. Like Deer Mower.
They all end at some point.
I made that reference because I knew there was going to be a follow-up to that, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for setting me up.
You're welcome, and I have not seen that movie.
Deer Mower?
No.
Oh, it's terrific. Or should I say horrific?
Deerific?
Deerific?
Like a deer gets caught in a lawnmower?
Dorific.
That's what I thought you were going for.
What? What about the moose, though?
It's worth a buck.
Wait, there's a moose?
I don't know. Is there?
In Deer Mower?
Yeah.
No, it's about a tragic love story.
Huh.
Yeah. A weed whacker leaves its mower. And, you know, there's nothing to get those weeds that are in the precarious
Everglades
places.
What?
What?
The weeds that you can't get to with a mower.
Are they doughy? They don't cut well?
They're not doughy because you're not in, like, a field of pasta. But
it's a dough.
A field of wheat.
You're trying to get bucks.
Bucks?
Are you working for the summer?
Who's summer?
Making lemonade.
No, we're it's making autumn. Mowers.
Squeezing mowers?
It is autumn. Corbin's correct.
What? Who told you that?
It is October.
That doesn't mean autumn. Autumn starts with an A.
All right.
Anyways, I'm going to flip this coin.
Yes.
Corbin, you have the honors.
All right.
Clap, clap.
I feel like I should prolong this because every episode I've heard personally, this drags out at least 20
minutes. Yeah. You know, so anyways, wait, everybody hold on to your pants.
All right.
Corbin's going to flip this coin. But before he does, we're going to tell you a brief history of the Earth. So anyways, lots of years ago, there was a single point of concentration where all the matter existed.
Yes,
and it actually expounded because God said, do it. And what happened was there were a lot of things. And in 7 days, God said, look, you got to give a rib up. And next thing you know, there's a steakhouse and it's Texas Roadhouse. But everybody puts cinnamon on the potatoes. And I'm like, fuck that.
Texas.
And next thing you know.
Yeah, or what's up with the vinegar? They throw vinegar on everything. And like the steak, the barbecue.
Do you not know the story about Jesus on the steak? Okay, anyways. He gets, they put vinegar in his wounds. It's a true. Yeah, so anyways, you wrap it back around. Everything's about pickles.
I knew next salt thing you know, was the watered down version of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you get to it at the end, all you're looking at is an abominable snowman standing there with a bowl full of pickles, and he's hoping that the Everglades don't exist.
Is that why when you accost someone, they call it assault?
Yes.
Oh.
Like a Pentecostal.
Yeah. Or a penny punch.
Or a Hawaiian punch.
Oh, man.
Giving you 2 cents.
That's why Hawaiian punch is...
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do for Halloween?
Wait.
No,
I'm wait, hold it. On 1 second.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
They always call a Hawaiian punch, but isn't that like... They call Hawaiian rolls sweeter? Like, Hawaiian rolls are sweeter?
Yeah.
They call it a Hawaiian punch because it's sweeter?
Oh.
Anyways, what are you going to say?
I was going to say I'm just going to give kids punch for Halloween.
Like real punch?
No, just like a big bowl, like coming up to the bowl, like my
dad
would
knock
and like hold out their basket for candy, and I just ladle in some punch.
Oh. I thought you were thinking like a bowl and like just your fist. Like
that's what I thought, yeah.
You like punch a bunch of kids for Halloween?
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't false advertising.
It's a trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you what I was giving you.
You fell for it.
Like, I have a hole in the bottom of your candy bag, and when they reach in, you're like, ah.
Listen, if the court would read back that record, it clearly says, trick or treat. You asked for a trick or a treat. I gave you one of the other.
It's true.
Yep.
It is an horse statement.
One or the other. Some of them got treats.
Like, punch like, in their basket?
Yeah.
Could be a fetish thing. You never know.
Yeah. Get the right judge. They'll understand everything completely.
That's the key to saving your case, finding the right judge.
Yeah, gerrymandering.
Jury wait, duty.
Have we flipped this coin yet?
No. But okay, wait, no. Isn't it weird that gerrymandering has nothing to do with a jury?
That's true.
Interesting.
Very astute.
Not very Halloween-y, though.
No. All right. You're just a Halloween-y.
Yeah, Halloween-y. You're a hella sausage.
You gotta be more of a hallelujah.
I'm more of a hella kabasa.
I'm a hollow trunk.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hollow trunk?
Like a sleepy hollow.
Oh.
Ichabod Crane.
All right. Is it coin flipping time, Corb?
I think so.
All right. Wait, before you flip that coin.
Sure, please.
Let's explain the front and the back of the coin.
You did.
Trying to prolong it. Okay, let's
all right,
go.
All right.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
All right, so I'm going to go and flip this. But before I do... So there's a pirate on one side.
Yes.
And then on the other side, it's a...
Oh, my God. That could have been costumes.
Oh, God. We've been over this.
So, wait. A pirate is, like, the music that you steal from people? So that's, like...
Pirated.
Tricks.
Yes. Tricks.
No, wait. That's, no. Like, costumes.
Chinese costumes. Tricks and glooms and ghost of hookers.
Go,
yeah. I don't know that song.
She's like heroin.
Yeah, it. What's
System of a Down?
Oh,
I was actually
thinking
of System of the Down song today. I can't fucking remember.
Anyways, we gotta flip this coin.
All right, we're doing it. Ready?
Yep.
All right. Do you guys do the flip thing where you put it on?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Back of the palm.
All right. We got costumes. Let me put this back in the treasure chest.
Oh, no.
There's a satchel.
Your satchel.
Right behind your left
behind
knee.
Your left. Yep.
Satchel. Yeah.
That's for the used coins.
Yeah. Yep. So there's a satchel for the expended coins.
And that's where all the cows go.
Yeah. I almost did that for the intro.
That's not scary.
Me. That's somebody getting stabbed, by the way.
The funny thing is, so I went to a fair. And there was
really
that's so fucking funny.
That's insane.
I can't imagine you there.
Listen, dude. Stop ganging up on me. Listen.
Did you have fried dough?
No.
Oh my, that is terrifying.
I respect myself.
No.
I had a corn dog. That's as far as I stoop.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, there was livestock, and everyone thinks of a sheep as going baa, but really they go meh,
meh.
That's what they do. They go meh.
You meh, bro.
Meh.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't go ah
meh.
They're not SpongeBob.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know. I think if everybody says cows go moo, but it's more of like a boo.
All right, we gotta get into the episode. We're losing time.
We're getting costumed-y.
Yep. All right. So, costumes. Are we gonna talk about our favorite costumes that we ever wore?
That's an easy one to start with.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay. So, why doesn't Kyle?
Okay, I'm good with that. I actually have a favorite costume.
And then we'll go to Corbin.
Yeah.
Who's me? And then we'll go to Bran. Who's Corbin?
I'm so confused.
One of you jump in after I go.
Yep. Sure. We'll play it along.
Head right. First. Yep.
So my favorite costume was one I had when I was, I would say probably about 9 or 10.
Probably 10. Probably 9.
I fine. 9 or 10. And I had
nine and a half.
I had a, mask.
That's right. Your birthday's in April. So
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of 1987. Of 1987.
So I'm 0 years old.
It was a mask.
Yeah. So I wore a mask.
It came over your head.
It didn't was actually. I wore it on the side of my head, and I wore a blazer, and I put like blood all over the like horrific mutated man mask, and I was a mutated accountant.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I went around with a briefcase.
Yep.
And I put candy in. This isn't a lie.
This is real.
This happened.
And you drank hot chocolate in the van.
Huh. Yeah, it was cold.
I wore long johns. You remember?
I remember your long johns. Yeah,
it was the same
costume brand.
It was the same Halloween. I was a gorilla from the Planet of the Apes, and I wore purple long johns with like leather. You remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like leather cutouts that made my vest and like my pants skirt, whatever the hell they wore.
Tunic.
I just imagine like the most like awkward conversations with the people that you're like getting candy from.
So
like,
you're.
It's pretty basic. It was like trick or treat, and they're like, "Oh, look at you!" And they give us candy, and that was it.
No, I got a couple. What are yous? And I had to explain that I was a mutated accountant.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I was just a gorilla. So.
Like, oh, you're a gorilla.
20
you're
minutes later, you have like a diagram out, and you're like have like a laser pointer pointing to like your PowerPoint. Or something.
Yeah, you're like, listen, this is how you can boost your profits by investing with our company. The whole time they're just staring at the mutated. Head like
everybody wants to invest in gold because it's a safe fund, but if you invest in these risky funds, then your chances of going up and investing in your retirement are much greater.
I know you don't know this yet, but cryptocurrency, it's not out yet, but it's gonna be a big thing.
Yeah, you should try going.
I have this thing called the Itcoin.
This year you should try going as like listen,
a kid.
No, same costume, right? Mutated head, but you're a Mormon. Are you trying to sell them on like the Church of Latter-day Saints or whatever? But like you have a mutant.
That would be the saddest Halloween ever, though. Like you wouldn't get candy.
You know,
no
what?
One would answer the door.
That's not about getting candy. It's about getting reactions.
Do it on Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like what?
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Corbin, your Halloween costume. Favorite Halloween costume.
Halloween costume for me was the Grim Reaper.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it was a repeat. I'll admit. It happened, like, I think at least 2 to maybe three times. But basically, it was me being the Grim Reaper.
Yep.
With a backwards hat. and that's pretty awesome. And a chain. Because
you still have like the mask, like.
That's a good point. I don't remember the
face paint, anything like face Grim Reaper, like.
I know I had a cloak and a scythe.
Ooh. That's still pretty good, though.
Yeah,
a Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
scythe is hard to come by.
Yeah especially in rep game.
Yep.
Although, is it all right if I give a shout out to my second favorite Halloween costume? No,
of course.
Oh, I'm torn.
Maybe.
Flip a coin.
Back when I worked at McDonald's, we cut off these giant sweet tea posters. And I cut a hole in one of it, and I was a sweet tea.
Your name starts with a K.
It was like a 5-foot sign that just covered my entire body.
Your name starts with a K.
I was a sweet tea. It was fun. I'm a huge fan of like the over encumbered costumes that make it hard to get through doorways and stuff. Because when you see somebody walking around like that, like they can barely move, it's just funny to see them.
I don't think you should poke fun at mascots. I take big offense to that.
Well, fuck your mascots.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, some of them are sexy.
These mascots have won championships, okay? They've been out there inspiring the crowd.
That's a good question. Does a mascot get a ring?
Yes.
Like a ringworm?
Well, no.
All right, we're getting outside of costumes.
That's your fault.
We are, but before we get on to costumes, just to follow up on that... did you guys see the news report of like these two dudes that like were, I think they were like in college, and they just like posted a picture of themselves and put it on like the like McDonald's like as like a portrait? They like were just like diverse.
What were they dressed like?
They were just normal. Like they just took
normal.
Like, they were normal.
You gotta be kidding me. Normal people.
Normal people.
What the fuck are normal people?
But here's the funny thing. They left it there in the McDonald's restaurant for I think it was like 3 months and no one noticed.
Wait, where?
No. I don't remember. But wait,
that's kind of crucial. Is it above the urinal?
Oh, okay. It was in the restaurant, like in the like regular eating area. It wasn't in the bathroom. It was like in a very open area.
I can actually relate to that.
Wait, Kyle. Wait.
I can't wait for that follow up. But anyway, so they were like it worked out really well for them, and I guess they like tweeted it or something, and then McDonald's like ended up giving them like a whole bunch of money.
They sponsored them?
Yeah.
For
like afterwards, but it was like fake advertising that turned into real advertisement.
We gotta get under that.
That's like reverse adverterrorism.
Yeah,
like advert promotion.
I know.
Adverse promotion.
That is all right, Kyle. Your story now.
Oh, no, I could.
I'm the director. Hold on. Here we go.
Kyle. I could just release.
Wait,
this.
Wait. All right, go, Kyle.
From the
wait. No. Now you go. Take two.
Wait. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Take three.
Yeah.
Do it.
There's sound biting. Four.
Okay. I can relate to that because I had a job where I went to the bathroom one day.
There's only way to four people.
I went to the bathroom and there was a penny on the toilet paper dispenser.
I know this story.
And I was like, what the fuck? So I went back to work. And the next day I went and there was still a penny there. So I started continuously adding change there over the course of several months. And there was eventually a bunch of change and I was just fed up that nobody would take all these fucking change. There was like about a dollar there at least. Nobody touched it and it was just stacking. So I put a rubber duck there and it went for like a couple more weeks and then it was just all gone. Somebody threw it all away or took it all. But I can relate to that.
Welcome to Kyle's life story.
I was waiting for a moral, but I think that's really more of an abstract thing.
It's one time I went to the bathroom.
If you keep leaving change in a stall, it's eventually going to go away.
Oh, this is a good contrast for Not Now Podcast. So that's a Kyle going to the bathroom story, okay? Here's a Brandon going to the bathroom story. Once I went into the bathroom that wasn't owned by me, it was horribly uncomfortable. And I left as soon as I could.
You know, it's the best. When you, like, have to go to the bathroom as a guy.
Yes.
And
as a guy.
As a guy.
Specifically. Oh, okay.
This isn't sexist.
Yep.
This is just urinal talk.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
urinal.
There's 90 urinals, literally, at those, like, places in between, like, states.
There's 90?
Probably not.
Like six.
In between six. States,
there's got to be at least 90. No, say six.
Nah, there's probably like 20.
Maybe. There's 20?
Probably.
What states are you going to? Very uptown states?
Oh, yeah. I travel so much.
High class. That's
how
right.
Can you have I'm an uptown state?
That's true. Anyways,
it's
yes.
an upstate town.
90 urinals.
90 urinals. And that motherfucker has to literally stand right next to you.
Yeah.
While you're taking piss.
Hey, that's the greatest. It's complimentary, man.
I just literally put my arm around. I'm like,
yeah, it's
I'm
like
glad
yeah.
we're here together.
It's
buddy.
Like sharing get a, through this. It. It's like sharing yeah. a family recipe. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I like to do?
Secret sauce.
I like what? I like to try to finish before them. Make it a race.
I like to like swap lanes and just see what happens.
Don't cross the streams.
Okay.
And then wink.
I have something to say, but I'm not going to say it because.
Yep, you're saying it.
No, I'm not saying it because it's going to get bad.
Is it related to Halloween costumes?
No, I was going to talk about this meme that I saw today where it said, when girls pump their gas, do they shake it when it's finished or is that just a guy thing? Like, oh. You know how you like rattle it around your
oh,
gas
yeah.
thing? You're like. That's what I always do. I go around like four times, tic-tac it around every surface that I can.
I always tilt the hose up.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get up the outside.
Yeah. Well, I just hate it when you pull it out and then there's like drops of gas everywhere and you're just like, I'm going to start a fire.
That's little fossil fuel babies, man.
Man.
Not to be that guy, but I feel like those parts are more internalized for women cars.
Yeah. I have.
I had to do a double take for that one because I was like, I don't know what that means. Wait, what did you say?
I had a similarly sexist girl question.
Sorry, hold on.
Yes.
Once a month, they need an oil change. So I'm saying.
Oh, whoops. Boy.
Sorry. You don't want to hear the thing I was thinking about before that I wouldn't say.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll leave you to it.
Is it worse than that?
It's worse.
Wow.
Oh.
Listen, I hold a lot back for the podcast, okay? I don't think you people understand the negative thoughts that are flowing inside. Think Daniel Tosh meets someone.
Oprah.
Better than Daniel Tosh. I don't want to say names because then you go to a darker place.
Somebody who's no longer on air because of the things I said.
Well, I was going to say Hitler, but...
Wow.
Well, if he was like a stand-up comedian. Not if he was Hitler. If he was a stand-up
comedian.
You should
have started with that.
I'm just saying some things that pop into my brain I think are funny, and then I realize the ramifications, and I dial it back, okay? That's a good thing to have, right? Everybody has those thoughts.
Sure.
I'm allowed to have those thoughts. It's America. I'm a bald eagle flying over the Grand Canyon looking for a deuce to drop on some person.
You know, a bald eagle would be an interesting topic.
It's a seagull.
Costume.
I thought you said sequel.
A seagull?
A seagull sequel.
A seagull sequel. Why are you all quiet now?
No, the ring.
Yeah, it was a scene.
Yes.
I guess we're not even doing costumes.
Could we do disappointing costumes?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go. Ready? Break.
Mummy.
Oh, that is a disappointing costume.
Ghost that's just a sheet. No eye holes.
No eye holes.
Vampire, but the teeth that you have keep falling out of your mouth. Like, you can never keep them in.
That's,
you know what,
that's so true.
Right? Like, they stay there for a little bit, but they're always coming out. And you're like, how's that to meet you after the party? Right.
Guy with a mustache.
Guy with a mustache.
I never understood, like, face, like makeup and stuff, especially for, like, guys and
like,
girls.
Augmentation?
Yeah, because, like, if they're so, especially with the intent, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to, like, this party and, like, meet this, like, really cool girl or whatever.
Wait, you go to parties to meet people?
No. No, I'm speaking on behalf of other people that do things.
Oh, okay, because I go to parties to hang out with the people I already know.
I heard of this in college. I didn't partake in it at all. But I mean, like, if they're going out with the sole intention to meet someone, isn't that, like, awkward? Like, if they, like, take off their, like face paint or whatever, like, holy shit,
you're intentionally disguising yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's the creepiest thing when you think about it.
Like, wait, you're not a fireman?
Right, like, oh my god, what do you do for, you're unemployed? This is ridiculous.
You're a college student? That is kind of a funny aspect, though, if you think about it. Not just pertaining to Halloween, but, like, people go to parties to be someone else. Every time I go to a party, I'm like, oh, great, a chance to just relax and cut loose and be myself around the people I already know.
Right.
Because the worst thing about going to a party is knowing that there's someone there that you don't know. And you're like, oh, God, I have to put on my, like, Sunday best. And be like, oh, hello, golly gee. I didn't know that you worked at the strip club. Oh, my, what is that?
Yeah. And then you get too chummy with them. They work at a
strip club?
I don't know, just guess. I'm, like, trying to make the most...
I'm trying to be very polite and guess that they work at a strip club.
No, I'm just trying to, I was trying to make the most, like, awkward situation out of you being polite. You know what I mean? Like, if I was the most perfect, innocent person I could have been, it was Leave It to Beaver. And you never leave it to a beaver because...
Yeah, they always try to chew wood. For that kid, by the way.
Yeah.
Trying to chew wood and make a dam?
No, Leave It to Beaver.
What?
I don't know.
They make dams.
They do.
And they're trying to, you know, it's what they do, man. And they promote, like...
Woodworking? Woodcrafting?
No, they promote
electric,
like,
power.
Stop! They create stagnant water, so they're providing, like, a biome within what they're building as, like, sustenance for other creatures because they create bacteria and then fish thrive there.
Ecological growth.
Yes, and so ozone. Beavers.
Are we using buzzwords? Sorry,
buzzwords.
Yes. So costumes.
So yeah.
What is the costume you wish you always could have had? Like, the best costume you could think of that you never really got to wear as a kid. Kid. Think kid level, okay? Mm. Not like right now where you're like, I wish I could have been, like, the Osmosis Jones going to Mike Tyson.
That's made two references in, like, both the appetizer and this episode. That's fantastic.
Huh?
Osmosis Jones.
Yeah, no.
I liked his jacket.
Well, yeah. I did.
That was a cool jacket for a cartoon, especially. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Best costume you ever wish you could have had?
Power Ranger.
You always wanted to be a Power Ranger?
Yeah.
Listen, this is
I could have been a Power Ranger.
I gotta ask. The pink one?
Close. Red. But this is also Halloween.
Yeah, that's true.
Meets Christmas because I'm going to gift these as Christmas presents.
Oh, so it could be anything?
Yeah, but within my budget. Which is $15, so be koi. Like a fish. You want to be a koi fish?
No.
No.
You could be Nemo. You could be a clownfish.
I'm trying to think of one little scraggly fin. That would
be
a
great party trick. Because you could never find Nemo. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Just like have an imaginary friend who was Nemo.
Yeah, they're always drunk. Like, yeah. That's got to be like a requirement.
Yeah. What? Nemo was never...
I know, but, like, you just like never know where they are.
Why couldn't you be like, whoa, dude, I'm like 200 years old, I'm a sea turtle.
You could be a sea turtle.
Or it could be Dory.
Dory. Oh, that would probably
Dory in the gray. You could be a guy who never ages because of a painting, who's also forgetful, like Dory.
You know, why didn't he just put that painting on his back? Could never look at it then.
why didn't he just, like...
They're like, what's that horrid monster on your back?
Because it was invented before whiteout, Kyle. Could just whiteouted the whole painting.
Yeah, just throw other paint on it.
Why isn't he an artist?
Well, actually, I think... Did that end with somebody stabbing the painting when he died?
And, yeah. Because the painting was him.
Yeah. His soul.
What are we talking about?
Dorian the Gray. The portrait of Dorian Gray.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I was like, I do not remember that in Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Yes, like, you know, of Dory.
That hit like a whole new psychological level.
What was Dory's problem? She didn't know how to count.
See, when he was trapped in the dentist's office.
Short-term memory, I think.
Yeah. Short-term memory loss. Yeah. So, when he was trapped in the dentist's office, there was a portrait of him. Right. That you're trying to stab as a dentist.
Finding Dorian.
So, that could be like a callback to like Back to the Future, finding the DeLorean.
Oh, yes. Well, he's always trying to find the DeLorean. Well, try to get it, find a way to get it back in time at 88 miles an hour.
Yeah, we got to do movie crossovers.
Well, okay, hold on. Before we get into that, favorite Halloween costumes we couldn't have?
Anything with a jetpack.
Anything with jetpack is Kyle. Corbin. Mm.
As a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it was too complicated, or you could never find it, or anything.
I was, like, easily satisfied as a kid.
You were?
I wasn't like, wow, like, I'm really pissed off. I can't be this specific thing.
Not pissed off. Just, like, you always thought it would be a good idea. But, like, you never got it, or they didn't make it. Like, I mean,
it never came to fruition.
You're not going to make your mom turn you into Pluto. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's not going to paper mache a big ball or like, anything like that. Like, maybe, it was way, way out of the spectrum of Halloween.
Maybe it'd be like you always wanted to be like one of those trolls on the end of a pencil, but you could never find a big enough pencil.
I mean, mine was, I always wanted to be Santa Claus for Halloween. I thought that would be hilarious.
That really? Is actually really funny.
That's doable.
Wow.
I know, but I could never, like...
We could do this. There's still time.
There is still time, but that's kind of weird.
It's fine.
Like, hey, I'm here early, and especially since my crystal meth doesn't know, and I can't explain that Santa's here early.
Oh, yeah.
Because my crystal meth is very touchy. I don't know if you know this about crystal meth, but you set it off.
It's explosive.
And it goes off crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's like lit fuse. You know what I mean? Wait.
You know what would have been
there? Did it pick?
Yeah.
Yep. Did it get it?
Yeah, we got it.
All right, cool.
You know what would have been a good one to go as a kid? Would be drunk.
I learned this from my dad.
All right. Just like carrying around like an empty fifth with you. And, like,
an empty fifth?
Wow.
And like, put the candy in.
You skip right past beer. Went to an empty fifth.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you're going to carry around an empty keg as a kid? Those things are still heavy.
Wait, a kid doesn't take a fifth to get drunk. Trust me, I'd know.
I tried to drink kids under the table. They always win.
You should just have like a kid like dressed up as like Lil Jon or something.
Lil Jon. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah, just doing
that. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you wanted to be? You wanted to be Lil Jon? No.
Not at all.
Lil Jon from
Guns N' Roses.
No, Lil Jon from Robin Hood. Bigfoot? Oh.
Yeah. No.
Bigfoot? Oh.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Yeah. Just another Little John in the Paul.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Jones.
Indiana Jones?
Why is John Paul Jones sticking in my head?
John Paul Jones.
Hmm.
Yeah, JPJ.
Bang.
JPJ.
That's Ron Paul.
Yeah. Oh. Bang.
Bang. Anyways, Corbin.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? I'm touching my mic.
We were going to do a skit.
A skit? Okay, here we go.
Yeah?
Ready?
No.
Sure.
Neither of you ready? Okay.
Let's just do it. That's usually how these things
work. All right, so...
you know ready? Best.
We're going to Rochambeau.
That's true.
We're gonna Rochambeau for the parent, okay? So whoever is the parent in the skit. The other two people are kids, okay?
Rochambeau. Corbin, I can't tell. Paper?
Yeah.
Paper, yeah.
Oh.
So Kyle is the parent. Me and Corbin are both kids. We're going up trick-or-treating.
Am I taking one of you?
No, you're the door guy. Yes.
Oh fuck.
Yep.
Oh, this. Okay, this works out.
So well. Me and you're both kids, okay?
Yep.
Man, I can't believe we're about to get all this candy. My bag's already half full.
I'm so excited.
I know, right? Isn't it? Look, I've got a king size Snickers.
I got a hefty.
You got a hefty?
Yeah.
This last guy gave me a Trojan, but I don't know what that's for. Okay. Oh, look at this house.
Oh, it's so big.
It's big. It's toilet paper hanging all over it. This guy's dedicated.
This guy's legit.
Oh, all the lights are off, though. You think it's okay if we go knock on it?
Oh!
Oh,
my God.
He must be into it. All right, we're going to get some good candy here.
Let's do it.
All right, come on.
Hello?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You are here for a trick.
No, treat.
A treat.
Oh, yeah, you're slow. Okay,
oh,
treat.
Oh, God. Can you just give us a candy?
I picked treat.
Here's your candy of brandy. Oh!
Man, I've heard of butterscotch, but I've never heard of brandy.
This is a new type of chocolate. I've never tried it before.
Hey, mister.
A terrible chocolate.
A terrible?
It's full of carcinogens.
My bag is dripping. Why'd you just do it? Listen. All right.
Drink. All right,
mister.
Treat.
Hey.
Good day.
Good day.
Hello.
This guy's crazy. I'm going to try some of this brandy.
He said hello, but hello. Like we've already said hi. I don't understand what's happening.
Ooh. All right, next house. All right, come on. Here we go.
All right, let's get it.
Wow, look at this house.
Wow. See that? It's kind of small, but there's all kinds of lights everywhere. I think we should check it out.
Yeah, they got some pumpkins.
Oh, I love pumpkins.
The gourds.
Maybe they have some candy corn.
Oh.
Candy
Oh my god! Yeah, the most underrated of the Halloween candy.
I know. I hope it gets tastes stuck like on my teeth.
Yeah, it tastes like wax, but that's the great part.
Yeah, it's people, like earwax, but better. Yes,
it's oh, and it doesn't taste bad like earwax. It just has the texture.
Oh, just the texture.
Oh my god! It's like eating a candle, an unscented candle. All right, knock, 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 knock. Trick or treat!
Hey! Trick-or-treat. Oh. What are you guys supposed to be?
I'm the headless horseman.
Oh.
But I have a head this time.
I see.
I'm just the horse.
That's. Oh, you're just a horse.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's the head, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen you kids around the neighborhood. Have you made it a long way here?
Well, do you have a notepad? I have the exact address.
Yeah. Tell me.
1254.
1254.
Main Street.
Main Street.
Apartment.
Hey, he's a stranger. Hey.
No.
He's giving us candy.
Shut up, you.
He's giving us candy.
It's a stranger.
He's giving us candy. Friend bargain.
A bargain?
Yeah, a friend bargain.
Only if you have king size.
Yeah.
If he solicitates us with candy, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right. Here you
go. Give him your address.
Here you go. Here's a big old.
My address is your address.
Candy bar.
We're brothers.
Oh, poor
I didn't
little
know
things.
They were divorced.
Can you please give us more candy? Our parents are divorced.
I'm sorry, but I'm all out until you give me the zip code.
902310.
Okay, here you go. Oh my goodness, there's more candy to be had.
Did this motherfucker give us raisins?
Haven't you heard of Raisin Bran candy?
This is no it's like cereal.
A raisin bar. I'm gonna Herbartica my way out of here.
Yeah, what's that?
I've never seen a horse play a harmonica.
Hold
this
on,
is
look.
Such a wonderful night.
There's cops over there. Let's get them.
No, don't. You don't have
then
to
we'll get, there's the, get I got the cops.
Kids. You kids like...
Mr. Officer?
What seems to be the problem here? Is everything okay? Going trick-or-treating here?
We got raisins.
Raisins. Well, was anything suspicious? Are they asking for your area code, your home address?
They asked for my address, and I feel unsafe, and my parents are divorced.
Blue train go!
No!
Get down on the ground! You get off these kids' kids!
Sir, what are you doing with these children?
I was just asking where they were from.
You think you can ask them where they're from? You think you have that right? You are not
making a conversation.
Sir, get on the ground. Get on the ground. Put your hands behind your back.
Take this taser.
I know you're on the ground, but keep going further on the ground.
Take this taser. Give us candy.
Give me your whole bowl. We have to go
whole bowl. Yeah, we got to have the whole bowl.
We have to seem like the heroes in this situation.
Police officer. Evacuate your house.
Is this just a costume?
Run away. Okay.
I don't know how much that picked up.
I don't know. Now we got a plasma screen TV and a recliner.
Wait, hold on. We still have to go back.
To
eat the candy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh. Yep.
So let's pretend this happens, like, I don't know, 20 minutes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're back home. Oh, this is so good. Oh,
this
my God.
This candy's great.
This is fantastic.
I've never had a Snickers bar that had, like, I mean, it's sharp, but it's like a pokey needle in it.
Yeah, it's a little pokey, but, like, a good pokey.
Yeah.
It's almost addictive.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of get that feeling, like, when I get that feeling.
Right. I know Mom said that, like, I was allergic to something, but, you know, I think I'm okay. She said something about peanuts, but... I do feel like the room's getting a little bit smaller, and I'm having trouble talking.
You sound very weird, man.
Do you think Mom has some Benadryl?
They give us Tic Tacs that were coded.
What?
Call 911.
Just one more candy bar.
Give me that candy.
I knew I should have ate the raisins.
I'm allergic to gumdrops.
just peanuts.
I don't like penis.
Allergic.
Had to be done. So, now we've got that out of the way. Yep. Now it's time to go on to our speed round.
Oh, speed round.
Do you guys want to do a speed round?
Sure.
Speed round. Okay. Speed round. Favorite costumes? Speed round. Ready?
Grim Reaper.
Grim
Reaper. Unsinkable 2.
You can't
read. Oh my god. Yeah, we need to talk about that. So, okay. Yeah. Kyle, lead it.
All right. So our friend Jake. Shout out to Jake.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Jake.
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 Over Jacob. Here.
Jacob.
You piece of godliness.
He had the brilliance to come up with a ship costume made out of cardboard that sashayed over
it his shoulders. It was corrugated, people.
It was called the Unsinkable 2 because the Unsinkable 1 had sunk.
And it sunk good.
Yeah. It sunk well.
Yeah. All right. It did. It really lowered our expectation.
Yep. Brand.
I was going to say raised, but
what?
You got a favorite costume, I know.
What?
You got a favorite costume. What? Go, speed round.
My favorite costume?
Yeah.
Which one?
You don't know it?
Oh, my favorite one was Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Wow.
I was Bill Clinton and Mrs. Claus was Monica Lewinsky. And I sprayed my hair gray. She wore a blue dress. We rubbed toothpaste on the dress to make a stain. And the whole night I walked around talking like I was Bill Clinton.
I can't even tell if this is real. If it is,
it was very real.
What event is this?
That was Halloween 2 years ago.
Where?
No, it was more than 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
Where is this at?
Like 4 years ago.
Was this an adult?
Five years ago.
Adult event? Like, what is this?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
That would be so inappropriate if you did this again.
And it was hilarious.
It was before I knew Amanda.
And I carried around a cigar in my pocket.
Wow. That is untapped potential. I feel like I just, like, did not live my childhood the way I should have.
Next year, me and Amanda are going to go. I'm going to be Donald Trump. And she is going to be Starlight or whatever the fuck her name was.
She should be Kanye West.
Oh!
It's happening.
I don't know if that's culturally sensitive.
Yeah.
That's not racist.
Mrs. Claus is very against being Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's racist, not me. Listen, hey, pin it on Mrs. Claus. You think you can go to the North Pole and get a free candy cane? You're wrong, sucker. Gingerbread all the way.
Because it's Halloween.
And there's... Yeah.
Nobody's going to catch you, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Because we got a sleigh.
Because they can't catch you outside.
And we feed those deer hay. Did you know that she's a rapper now?
Who? Miss Claus?
No, Cash Me.
Cash Me Outside?
Yeah, she's Bad Baby.
Are we doing animal sounds?
No, that's her name, dude.
I don't know.
Bad baby.
No, it's like
meow.
B-A-H-A-D, bad baby.
Bad.
Yeah, she's like a goat.
Intro with goat sounds?
Wouldn't it? If you were doing goat sounds.
That's how they sound, okay?
You were doing goat sounds or sheep sounds, wouldn't it be better to be bad kid? Because a goat baby is a kid?
Yeah, but people don't associate that because people are stupid.
Oh. Corbin.
Yes.
Favorite costume. Another costume.
Yes. Another costume.
Another costume that isn't the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been a homogenous blob inside of like a single cell organism that's like you're looking for like an asexual
This
partner?
Is really a stupid thing that I wanted to do with like a couple costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The idea would be... Basically, I'm the output and she'd be the input for like an electric socket. Ah. I still think that's funny.
That is golden.
It would work for one Halloween party.
Wait, what'd you say? You're the input or the output?
Yeah, so like look at...
Wait, which one are you?
Output.
Oh, okay.
But
I got the prongs.
I want to make sure it would be better if it was backwards.
When you think about it, the wall socket is providing the electricity, so that's kind of the output.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yep.
I'm receiving in this situation.
Well, you know, the benefit of, and this may sound sexist, okay? Listen, just hear me out here. The benefit is that the guy receives the most output. And, you know, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but it doesn't matter because, you know, we're really spoiled. We're spoiled as humans. You know why? Because we developed a way to build a home.
where it can live.
Climate. Yeah, controlled climate.
Yep. Yeah, you want to be a fox living in a hole for the rest of your life? Yeah, and freezing. Well, hey, not just Americans.
Freezing right, like an buddy? American.
Listen, Martians have the same pleasure. They're living inside pyramids right now. If you were to go take a satellite and you were to fly it, if you could get the funds. And
oh, my
and
God. Sorry, we are so fucking long.
Long?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's keep it rolling.
We're like 45 minutes here.
Okay, what was after favorite costumes?
The end.
Oh, no, the worst costumes, right?
No,
oh.
It was women and conservative.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
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 So, okay. Ideally, women... Ideally. Okay, not ideally.
Talk about your ideal woman.
Non-ideally.
So, Halloween costumes and ideal women just flow hand in hand.
No, I'm not getting Barbara myself
hand in hand.
This is Kyle talking at me. All right, here we go. So, traditionally, women dress provocatively for Halloween.
Scantily.
Ah.
Scantily.
Yes.
So, I think that we should just add more layers. Treat them like onions, you know what I mean? Like, just add more layers.
Onions!
Give them layers.
Bowcutters are like onions.
Fall is a perfect
season. No one likes onions, Shrek!
We see at least 3 different layers of clothing on women this, like, season.
Yeah, but this season is when you find the basic bitch.
Yeah. What?
The basic bitch.
I don't think you can say that.
But how do you know is
the... No, do you know... You know what the basic
bitch is? I know what you're talking about.
You know what the basic bitch is?
I know what you're talking about.
Kyle doesn't know what the basic bitch is.
But take that to the Halloween level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's next level Halloween right there.
We're talking about long johns, leggings, jeggings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because eggings. You never know what's underneath. You're just questioning the whole time. You're like, wow. Like, I have no idea who you are because you have a face mask on.
It's like the Instagram filter of life.
It's like Grimace.
Everything's... What are you talking
about? It's like Grimace. What is not to get?
Okay, a basic bitch? Yeah. I was... Listen, Mrs. Claus...
A gumdrop, man.
Stop. Mrs. Claus...
Apple cider. Spice, pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice. Mrs. Claus filled me in on this, okay, because I had no idea what the hell they were talking about, because I had no idea. Mrs. Claus told me, and this is coming from a Mrs., and it's also in part of the clause, so you must adhere to this. So, a basic bitch.
Jason
Statham. No. Mrs. Claus said, and this is verbatim, ho, 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 there she go. With a frappuccino in the low, low, low. Jeggings on and Uggs so in tow. Watch out, because that basic bitch is going for a new low.
Is this a Rihanna song?
No.
Did she just create her own hook?
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyways.
Who's signing her?
Mrs. Claus.
That's verbatim?
I signed her.
That's impressive. No,
Mrs. Claus told me about the basic bitch, and I didn't know it existed until now.
Hmm.
Well, then. Okay. But so, then is now, and now I am then. And then I am Zen.
Either way, we are...
Stop it, Kyle. Stop caring about time. Bonus sold.
Dude.
Look, a special episode. We got a guest here. You want to cut it short?
I'm just warning.
You're trying to ruin everything, Kyle. Corbin, go. Stop. Kyle, keep talking. Stop
bonus
it.
Bonus bitch.
You told us both to stop. I don't know what to do.
Both stop. Same like Corbin. Both go.
That's what I do when I panic. Corbin.
Anyways, you can find us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
We don't need to say that.
Yeah, we do. And no, we like us on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
And send us emails.
But more importantly.
And link out to us.
Yeah.
We have some.
And also, we have some bonus content.
Yes, but we have some.
And this is.
Okay. You guys are going to be bewildered when you hear this, but we have some adverterism to do.
Oh my god, yes!
Yeah.
See?
And it's up to Corbin.
Yeah.
Oh,
Corbin.
I forgot what we were talking about, actually.
Adverterism.
I know, but like, which...
Anything. Hot topic. You could do...
Talk about Tootsie Rolls. Any kind of candy company.
We were talking about one earlier.
Butterfingers.
Oh.
I think so.
Yeah, Butterfingers. You eat everything but her fingers.
Wow.
That's cannibal joke for you.
Jesus Christ. I actually had like a cannibals and missionaries like topic like earlier today.
Cannibals and missionaries.
They go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand. I had to literally explain that there's a riddle where you have to go like and put one from the left to the right with a wadi of water in between. I'd never thought I'd ever had to explain that riddle.
What'd you just say in between there? A wadi of water?
A body of water.
Oh.
A wadi of water.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of otter does that? that?
It's crazy.
Yeah. They eat your left and right.
They're breaking clams on their belly.
It's
okay. Place of business.
That's oh.
First thing that comes to your mind, Corb.
Hmm.
I don't know why you're calling you Corb.
Come on, Corb.
It's Corbin. Cool. It's cool.
Come on,
it's
Corb.
Corb Bueno.
It's Corb. It's Bran. It's Kyle. It's easier.
Corb Brankai. Kai. Bran Corp Kai.
Is that like a subset of like Dragon Ball Z?
No, but it is. Oh, now. It
could be.
Could be. What Super Saiyan level do I go up to?
Three.
Three. Oh.
I held up four.
That's you like Rockstar. I kind of want like Super Saiyan Blue, you know?
Oh. What? Oh, you want to go to SSGSS?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's called Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
You haven't been following the series. Have you read the manga?
I haven't read the manga.
Oh my God, I have the manga.
Is it good?
Yes.
Oh my
God. Dude, you have to borrow the manga.
I might have to borrow the manga.
It's pronounced manja, as in you eat it.
manja.
I manga, you manga, we all manga.
It's pronounced Mahjong. Mahjong.
Oh, that's the game they play with the balls?
And
the
star? It's, that's all comics.
Huh.
Anyways.
I got it. Martins.
Martins. What?
me and Kyle yes, just like, perfect start. Here we go.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
All right, so.
Fuck! Martins.
Brandon's crying.
I love Martins.
Okay.
No, I hate Martins.
Yeah, you. Okay.
You know why I hate Martins?
Why?
Because they always trick you. They always get you thinking, look at this deal. And then halfway through purchasing it, when it's already too late to decline the transaction, you realize it's just Goodwill shit.
Yeah.
You're just paying like $5 more for Goodwill shit.
I should have bought it when I saw it at Martin's. That woman doesn't even work there anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I was picturing her with like lobster claw hands.
Okay.
Like she got like,
There is no way she could have worked there because she is missing too many teeth that her dental.
I always thought it was Elaine.
Would have afforded her.
Yeah, she would be whistling that slogan if she was actually doing it today.
But okay, so for those of you out of state, if
wait,
you
why
are
do you,
out
why
of
do
state,
you want to shit on Martins? I really have a deep personal problem with that.
Why?
Well, it what? Just looks.
I mean, honestly, I can kind of understand that. It seems like everything there just fell off the back of a truck.
I literally have to wash my hands like with so much soap.
Have you ever been to Goodwill?
I feel cleaner at Goodwill.
You know,
yes.
You feel cleaner at Goodwill with the commercial with the guy who's talking about a little black dress that some lucky store is going to get. Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah,
I have not.
Then you have missed out on
that's
a big
like
portion of Goodwill.
Okay, 8 years ago.
Yeah, people at Goodwill wear the clothes that you buy before you buy them. That's all Goodwill's
this
about.
This is how traumatizing.
Anyways, listen.
No, wait. I have a small thing to say after I comment that your memory of the commercial from Goodwill is at least 8 years old. Just say that. That's
I saw
how
it aired last year.
It was.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, it's so, Maine. That show doesn't get updated for like at least 10.
So one good thing I remember from Goodwill that I at least purchased there.
They're paying.
I know this is
that's what I get.
I purchased a jumpsuit. That was
when was that 20 years ago?
No, it was like it was like the kind you would see your auto mechanic wearing, and
yes.
I was snowboarding
and you
it,
wanted to be a Venture Brother.
Yes,
I have less beef with Goodwill than I do with Martins.
Listen, the only good thing about Goodwill,
oh, that's right, I was at Martins.
It was
they have Martins. They have these shitty paintings, right, that are mass produced, right? They're just print on like corkboard. Okay, I buy those paintings, and I paint things into those paintings, like tentacle monsters, or Godzillas, or big apes,
or
like attacking.
Or trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I like about Goodwill. You know what I like about Martins? Sometimes they have golf gear on discount, okay? That's all. Listen, you can't shit on Martins because they got golf gear
on
discount.
Didn't LePage own Martins?
Who? Paul LePage?
Paul LePage.
Or the Yellow Pages.
No, Paul LePage.
Turn LePage.
That guy rubs me the wrong way, to be honest.
No, I remember something.
Like, I don't want to take a side, one way or the other, but some things he does, just like, ugh! Like, you're rubbing me the wrong way. It's like rubbing a cactus, you know?
Chafe.
You ever just stroke a cactus for an hour?
Quick question.
Totally.
Is there a right way to stroke a cactus?
Yes. With water.
Fair enough.
You don't stroke it with your hand. Use water.
All right. Well, I gotta say, this has to bring us to our exciting conclusion.
No conclusions! All right, Corbin,
do you want to do the outro?
Serious talk, though. Martins. Not sanitary.
No. Nope.
Dude.
It just bothers me. I'm sorry. It really
does. You think KFC is sanitary?
Probably more sanitary.
No.
I have literally a basement dedicated to tools.
I have worked at KFC.
That is not clean.
Listen,
up
at you want to know what goes on at KFC? I have worked there.
They have a baby
station. Just kidding, I didn't work there. But anyways.
a place that has a baby station can't be that unsanitary.
You know, I don't care about sanitary.
That's fair. That's fair.
I have all the disinfectants I need at home.
I got plenty of bombs at home.
No, anyways.
Bombs for every occasion.
You know what's weird? Do you ever feel more satisfaction than buying something that's brand new? Like something, if right out of the box, it's cling wrapped. Like, you, no.
Let me just say.
No, I mean like a monitor. You buy a computer monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to peel that like thin wrapping off of it after the preliminary wrapping. Like once you hang it up, it's like, oh, ready to go. And there's that wrapping that's right around the edge of the screen. Doesn't that feel good? You're just like, shh. Right? No? Sure. You don't feel? Okay.
I've never actually bought a monitor.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
What about TV? Game system? Remote controller? Anything. Dude, anything. Literally anything.
Smartphone.
Yes.
All right, you got me.
You've had to unwrap that little like extra preliminary film.
Yep.
Doesn't that feel so good? Have you ever met the people that refuse to peel that off?
My parents.
They're freaks.
You don't peel that off.
I peel it off.
I've seen you. You peeled it off in front of me. Like 8 years after you got it.
What? Tell me what.
Your phone.
What?
On the back of your thing. You had it
the back of my
like,
what?
Your phone. You had
my phone has been peeled for years.
Oh, fine.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. We've adverterrorized Martin's. You can find us at nonnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at
Martins@.com.
Not now.
Gmail.
Not now.
Sorry,
Martins.co. You can find us at any
Paula Page
fucking one.
For governor.